It's no coincidence to me that this story, the one we heard today, is very often the one that begins the calendar year for us as Christians. We call it Epiphany Sunday. It's when we celebrate God's Messiah, Emmanuel, being revealed to these sages and magi, however old they were or weren't. When the star of wonder and star of night, star with royal beauty bright, guided them on their pilgrimage to God. Something about starting the year with a word that means a moment of sudden revelation or insight feels pretty good to me. I like that. I mean, who doesn't want that at the start of another year? A moment of sudden revelation or insight. An epiphany. And while the usual epiphany that gets celebrated today is the one the Magi had when they encountered Jesus, I'd like to focus in on another epiphany in the story today, the longer story today. See, it's incredible to me that this week, as we ingest news about wars and more rumors of wars, that this week, of all weeks, we are faced with this story in Scripture. A story about a leader, Herod, so self-inflated, so focused on his personal power, that he deluded himself into believing that he could ensure his own power if he could just pick off the one person that he's deemed a threat to him and his regime. And whether it's by infant slaughter or drone strikes, the outcome seems to be one that persists throughout history. Hundreds, thousands of people dead. The story of Herod's genocide leapt off the page with a fury this week as I took in the volatility of the political and global moment we are living now. Will we export more war? Will we tell ourselves again that this is the way to secure our power and prosperity in the universe? Will we commit genocide and call it targeted strikes? God help us. God convict us. God save us from ourselves. Happy New Year. But back to the story within the story here in Matthew's gospel. See, in the middle of this chaos and violence, in the middle of our somber and celebratory reflections on the start of another year, in the middle of this classic tale about Tres Reyes finding Jesus, we hear a voice. Maybe it's a whisper. Maybe it's a shout. It's certainly an acclamation for us as 2020 besieges us with its presence. And if we pan the camera just a bit, we can see Jose in the middle of a wrestling, restless dream when this word comes to him, levántate. Levántate. This word ignites him in the middle of the night. Levántate. Get up. Wake up. Rise up, says the angel in a dream. After sages from the other side of the world make it to their doorstep, loaded down with expensive gifts and vital inside information about Herod's gruesome plan, they hear this word, levántate. Get up. Wake up. Rise up. And so they do. They get up. And next thing we know, José, María, and Jesús find themselves on another pilgrimage, another journey, another migration, this time to a land they don't know, to a people they don't know, a world they don't know. It's the only way to stay alive. It's the only way to make it through. It's the only way to keep their family together. So many holy families have heard this same call. We call many of them hermano y hermana right here at Calvary. So many holy families who hear between nightmares and dreams, levántate, and begin a holy pilgrimage filled with uncertainty, vulnerability, and struggle. Our ancient holy family once again is on the move. And as our new year begins, we are on the move too. As this new year begins, we are being called to get up, wake up, rise up, and go. We are being called to flee from danger of all shapes and sizes. So let's reflect, shall we? What is God saying to you between nightmares and dreams? What is God sending you toward and at the same time sending you away from? What is God coaxing you to get up, wake up, and go do? Have you spent one more year working for a political or social structure that you realize is untenably unjust? Levántate! Get up! Wake up! Rise up! And go. Have you spent one more year enduring a relationship that does not honor your dignity and worth? Levántate! Get up, wake up, rise up, and go. Have you spent one more year quieting the vocational dream that's been bubbling up inside of you, waiting on you to finally believe that your deepest longing is actually worth the risk? Levántate. Get up, wake up, rise up, and go. Have you spent one more year bearing the wake of systemic and financial injustice in your life and might just be hearing God inviting us all to participate in justice on one another's behalf together? Levántate. Get up. Wake up. Rise up. And go. Have you spent one more year fermenting your bitterness over old hurts, old losses, old fears, and find yourself longing to shake free from the same weary feedback loops inside you? Levántate. Get up. Wake up. Rise up. And go. Have you spent one more year avoiding the urgency that the present moment is calling you to? Levántate. Get up. Rise up. Wake up and go. Have you spent one more year ignoring the news, ignoring human suffering around you, ignoring the heart of what it means to be human right now in this moment in history? Levántate. Get up, wake up, rise up, and go. Have you spent one more year rejecting your own body? Unable to love yourself, to see yourself as a beautiful, wondrous creation of God? Have you spent another year not believing in yourself because the world around you has told you falsities about who you are? Levántate. Get up. Wake up. Rise up and go. But one word. Be gentle with yourself as you do. Know and trust that the God of light and love goes with you. But don't delay anymore.
get up. Rise up. Wake up and go.
Levántate y vete ya, camina hoy en el nombre de Jesucristo. Truth is, I hope that was reflective. But I already know 1,000 ways you are doing this already. I could just recount back to you emails and texts and phone calls and conversations from even these last few weeks with you, asking me about how to reconsider long-held theological beliefs that feel like they can't journey with you anymore, about how to support a neighbor and friend seeking affordable housing, about how to start support groups at Calvary focused on collective economic and social justice, about how to get started on some tangible responses to the clarity we've gained over our history as a church, about how to respond to family members when they're abusive and disrespectful of your dignity and worth. You are a levántate kind of people. You are a levántate kind of church. I know this and trust it deeply. I hope you do too. And as 2020 rolls its way in our lives, into our fears about the future, into the space between our nightmares and our dreams, I don't know yet what these days will demand of us. Require of us, call us to do and be in the world. But I know that like Jose, Maria, and Jesus, we might hear a word, a whisper, a shout in the midnight of this year. Levántate, the angel of the Lord called out to Jose y Maria 2,000 years ago. Levántate, the angel of the Lord calls out to us now. Get up, rise up, wake up, and go. Don't wait another year, another month, another day, another second. Now is the time to do God's work. Now is the time to be saved. Now is the time to participate in God's reign on earth. Now is the time for freedom. Now is the time for hope. Now is the time for justice. Beloved, levántate. Levántate. Let's go.